May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and since we in the Valley of the Sun are all aware of someone who's had skin cancer, let's take a couple of minutes to talk with Valley oncologist Dr. Justin Moser, a clinical investigator with the Honor Health Research Institute. And Dr. Moser, thanks for getting up early with us. I want to talk about that T-cell treatment for melanoma that you've been working on, pretty breakthrough stuff. But first, I wanted to talk in more general terms and ask you, through what you've seen, is Arizona the worst place for skin cancers in America? And do we need to do all the things my wife tells our kids to do? You know, wear the sunscreen, long sleeves and hats, all that stuff that makes their eyes roll?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so Arizona is one of the states with the highest incidence of skin cancer, just because we live in the Valley of the Sun. And, you know, it's a very outdoor state. There's a lot of great hiking and outdoor activities here in Arizona. So we tend to be outdoors more than some of the other states, which means we're exposed to this higher amount of sun more often than people who live in other states.
And also there's less moisture in our air, so that doesn't refract the sunlight as much as other states get it, right?
Yeah, there might be a little truth to that. Okay. You know, really with the reflecting thing or the reflecting of the light, you know, that really comes in play for people who are outdoors in the summer in their swimming pools. You know, a lot of times we say wear hats and clothes and people will do that. But with the water, the sun can actually reflect up off the water and come, you know, from underneath the hat. And so you can still get a sunburn if you're in a pool because the water can reflect those rays back at you.
Dr. Moser, without getting too technical, let's talk about your new T-cell treatment for melanoma. It's really breakthrough. I know that getting a skin cancer diagnosis, you know, when you have a biopsy, come back positive is scary enough, but then you use the M word, melanoma. How does this new T-cell treatment work?
Yeah, so this is really exciting. You know, in February of this year, the FDA approved Amtagvi, which is this new T-cell therapy for melanoma. And really, it's one of the first cell therapies ever approved for solid tumors, which I mean, cancers that don't arise from the blood. We've had cell therapies for blood and lymphatic cancers for many years, and they've been very promising. But this is really one of the first for solid tumors. And the way it works is we know that in melanoma, there's always immune cells in the cancer trying to fight it. But those immune cells are either too weak or there's just not enough of them. So this therapy, what it is the patient undergoes a surgery where we actually cut out part of their melanoma, send it to a manufacturing center where they take the immune cells that are in the cancer trying to fight it, isolate those, enhance them, and then grow them and expand them to a couple billion cells. Mm. And then after about 5 weeks, we give people a light dose of chemotherapy to drop their blood counts to make room for the new cells. And then we actually give those cells back, followed by another medication, interleukin-2, which helps those cells kind of expand and grow. And so this is a really exciting new therapy that just got FDA approved a couple of months ago, and we're now offering at Honor Health Research Institute as part of our melanoma program.
So this is designer therapy. I mean, it's designed directly for the patient out of their own cells, right?
Exactly. So it's each product is unique for that patient.
Wow. I've got a lot of scientists in my family and research scientists in my family. I don't understand this stuff at all, but thank God for you people.
And congratulations on getting that FDA approval. Are you seeing people line up for this?
We are. You know, these cell therapies are very complex. They're just like bone marrow transplants and CAR T therapies, which we do for blood cancers. And typically, those are only done in specialized centers. And so, you know, we're one of the few places in Arizona that has this program up and running right now. And in the surrounding states, they're still working on it. So we are getting people from other states, from around Arizona, kind of lining up and inquiring if they're a candidate about this treatment. I mean, just with the need to have something that we can cut out and the long manufacturing times, unfortunately, not everyone's a candidate. But definitely, we're getting people inquiring if they are a candidate from around Arizona and the surrounding states.
All right. Thank you so much. Dr. Justin Moser, once again, a clinical investigator with the Honor Health Research Institute. He's an oncologist here in the Valley.